from KQED.
Well, it's been more than 4 years since voters passed Proposition 8, banning gay and lesbian marriage in California. After two lower court rulings striking down the measure, the question of Prop 8 finally made it to the U.S. Supreme Court Friday.
We feel relieved to have it finally reaching this final stage.
Berkeley resident Chris Perry and her partner Sandy Steyer were one of the two couples who sued to overturn Prop 8. At a conference behind closed doors Friday, the Supreme Court justices discussed Prop 8 and whether to grant cert to the case, in other words, review it, or let the lower court decisions stand. Perry, along with the other plaintiffs in Los Angeles, are carefully watching the outcome of the court's deliberation.
This is a legacy decision. This is setting a direction for a country that prides itself on equal access and equal opportunity, that all men are created equal.
For supporters of Prop 8, the last 4 years have not been kind. They've lost rounds in the Federal District Court and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California, and seen public opinion shift toward more acceptance of gay marriage. Since Prop 8 passed, 8 states and the District of Columbia have legalized same-sex marriage. But Yes on 8 attorney Andrew Pugno isn't impressed.
Well, we really don't think that there's been a whole lot that's changed. I mean, there are a handful of states that are very liberal that have, in most cases, embraced same-sex marriage because they were forced to by the courts.
And Pugno doubts the U.S. Supreme Court is ready to declare that marriage is a fundamental right for all couples, regardless of gender.
Nothing in that indicates that the court is ready to make the huge leap to actually positively, you know, requiring government to endorse and to hold up as ideal same-sex relationships as marriage.
Andy Pugno adds that the whole point of the Yes on 8 legal team is that same-sex marriage is a state issue, not a federal one.
And if an individual state wants to experiment with same-sex marriage, they should be allowed to through their democratic process and not have it forced on them by the courts.
In addition to the Prop 8 case, the Supreme Court is also considering several cases involving DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. Passed by Congress in 1996, DOMA prevents the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriages that are conducted in states where it's legal. Several lower courts have struck down DOMA, and most legal observers expect the court will take up at least one of the DOMA cases, one of which is in California. It takes the votes of 4 justices to review a case. So, how will they evaluate the DOMA and Prop 8 issues? UC Davis law professor Vic Amar.
The two most important factors the court looks at are how important is this issue and how much confusion or variance is there in the way lower courts are dealing with this issue. And it's going to grant review if it thinks that those factors counsel in favor of review, even if it thinks the lower court got the result right.
Amar says the DOMA and Prop 8 cases present very different legal questions.
In the DOMA cases, the plaintiffs are not, the same-sex couples are not arguing that there is an affirmative constitutional right to get married. They're just saying if the state I live in accepts it, then the federal government, you should accept it for purposes of federal benefits as well.
For that reason, Amar says DOMA presents a narrower question, and striking it down would not address any state bans on same-sex marriage. Attorney Ted Boutrous, part of the legal team challenging Prop 8, feels confident his side wins no matter what the Supreme Court does.
We have mixed emotions, but they're generally very, very positive emotions. It's been a long road, and it's time for marriage equality to be back in California.
If review is granted, oral arguments will be scheduled early next year, with a final decision coming by the end of June. If it's denied and the lower court ruling stands, same-sex marriages in California could resume within days.